Day 38, Beyond Body and Death. Letting go of form reveals your true immortality. It's a seductive idea. If we just stop believing in death, maybe our bodies will live forever. After all, don't thoughts shape our reality? Isn't belief powerful? Yes, but here's the rub. The belief in death doesn't just create death, it also creates the body. There are two sides of the same illusion, born from the ego's deepest delusion, that you are separate, vulnerable, and cut off from the source of life. You want physical immortality? That's like trying to keep the ice cube, but get rid of the freezer. It's all one illusion. You can't cling to the body and ditch death. They come bundled, but here's the surprise. The body, though an illusion, isn't a problem. It's a doorway. It's how you access the truth of who you are, not by escaping it, but by looking through it. Like mistaking an angel for a stone statue. The answer isn't to run away, but to look again more deeply. The body is the hiding place of your own divinity. But what about animals? They don't have egos. They don't believe in death, and yet they die too. That's because the world you perceive is not the world. It's a reflection of your own consciousness. Your fears, your beliefs, your sense of separation, it all colors what you see. Physics backs this up. The observer and the observed are one. Your consciousness is shaping your reality. You live in a dream shaped by your own state of mind, and most of us are dreaming a world where everything fights to survive. That dream is dominated by fear because it's shaped by ego. It's a symbolic world, a psychological mirror filled with death, danger, and decay. But that's not the only dream possible. There are other worlds, other versions of this world, perceived by other beings. Ants, dolphins, trees, enlightened masters. Every one of them lives in a universe created by their level of awareness. And when our collective human consciousness evolves, our world will transform to reflect that. The path isn't to fix the outer world first. That's putting the cart before the horse. It's to awaken from within, to drop the ego's grip and dissolve our identity with form. Then we're no longer bound to this world, and we no longer need it to save us. We stop seeking meaning in the next thrill, the next possession, the next victory. We enjoy life's pleasures without grasping for them, without fearing their loss. We live in peace, not in craving. And that's when we actually start changing the world, not by shouting or struggling, but simply by being, radiating presence. You become the kind of person who changes a room just by walking into it, who heals not through fixing, but through existing. You don't react to unconsciousness anymore, and you don't feed the drama. Peace becomes your gravity, and everything not rooted in peace just fades away. This doesn't mean you do nothing. On the contrary, you may teach, help, serve, you might give bread to the hungry, but what really matters isn't the bread, it's the shared moment of presence. That's where healing happens. That's where the illusion of separation cracks and being is revealed. Trying to fix the world without transforming consciousness is like scooping water out of a leaking boat without ever patching the hole. You'll just burn out, overwhelmed by suffering that never ends. True change works both outward and inward, at the level of cause and effect. And if you're part of a movement for justice, peace, or sustainability, wonderful. Just don't let it pull you into anger, division, or egoic righteousness. Don't become what you're fighting. You can resist injustice without resistance in your heart. You can say no to harm without making enemies. You can stand firm without being hard. That's the paradox. Only those who are truly free of the world can help heal it. So yes, hunger and violence must end. But the way we end them is not through policy or protest. It's by becoming living examples of peace. When you are at peace, you carry a power that words and actions alone can't match. That's how we create a new world, not by escaping the body or denying death, but by awakening through them, right here and now.